I got a story from this all years ago when the wife and I were still, when we first married, and we had driven all night and all day from Dallas, Texas, basically into the LA area. We climbed the Grapevine Grain, we was heading north, and the pickup I was in got hot. So I was losing water, so I stopped there to one of this filling station. He had some K&W, I never will forget it. I put that in there. Before I went 5 miles, I mean, boy, it sealed up everything. I mean, plugged the radiator up. I mean, I was in trouble. So I drained everything off. I found another service station, got that stuff out of there, but it stopped the leak, but stopped with the holes to the pipes. So I messed with it, and I told my wife, I said, well, I think I'll just turn around and go back to Texas. My dad had unloaded a Caterpillar. It rolled over on him, and so he was in the hospital. This is way back in 1955, many years ago. My wife was, her name was Betty. I said, Betty, I think we'll just go back home. She said, don't worry about it. She said, we're going to make it. God's going to go with us. So we drove down into Bakersfield. South side of Bakersfield, there used to be a red light now there. It was like a crossroad went through there. It was a big intersection in those days. It's not there now, but it was in those days, an intersection was a big one. When I drove down to that intersection, it's like the Lord magnified this man that was standing there on the side. And I thought it looked like he had a big cross on his arm, but it wasn't. It was just a Bible. But that's what I thought for a second. So I pulled over, and I just felt like compelled to go over to him, ask if he wanted to ride. So he said, yes. So I was very tired at that time, and he just asked me, he said, would I like him to drive? And I felt such an ease about it. I said, sure. So I went over to the right, and the wife was in an old 50-size Chevrolet pickup, so it wasn't a real large cab like they are nowadays, but it was three people sit comfortably in it. And so I got on the right-hand side. He started driving, so I went to sleep. All from now on, my wife filled me in on it later. So I'm going to be telling you what happened. So he was talking to my wife, and she says, do you believe that you're to obey God? She says, yes, I do. He says, well, he says, I want to give you some money because you're going to need it on your trip. And she says, Lord, show me that you need this money. And Betty says, oh, I can't do that for my husband. He won't take no money from nobody like that. This man says, he will for me. You just leave it in my hands. Can I give you this handkerchief? This money, because see, you don't see what's in it, but you're going to need it. For the end of this journey, you'll have to have this, and this money will take you home to Texas. He said, God's very interested about you getting to home. He says, he knows it's been very difficult. He knows how your husband is really longed to go home, but he can't. He says, so I want you to take this. So she took the handkerchief, watered up her hands, I never won't forget it, and she carried it close to her. When he got out of the pickup and stopped him, I wanted to thank him, and I seen him. I got out of the pickup, never could see him. He did vanished. So I knew at that moment he was an angel. His words were so wonderful. He told Betty great things, what we'd done, places we'd went. Only God could know. So it was really my first encounter with a real angel. And I tried to thank him. I said, I want to thank you. I just felt so good. I got such a good breath. I must have slept for... They even filled up the tank. I didn't gas. She filled the tank up for night. They let me sleep. And so I started driving the rest of the way home. And we didn't say too much more about it. But we just knew it must have been an angel. We sort of just overwhelmed by this miraculous experience. And that pickup started running normal, started not having any heat troubles. And really, the only thing that didn't happen to it from then on was just the heater quit working. But I knew that I could survive with that heater. And we drove into my folks, and my dad was in the hospital. So we stayed about a week there, which is about as long as we could stay. And we proceeded to go back to Texas. We drove back, and I remember Betty and I were just rejoicing what God had done, just rejoicing in his great, you know, ordinary steps, all of our blessings. And a few years before that, we pulled our house trailer to Texas, how that pickup would heat, and how we'd sing praises, and the temperature gauge would go down. How we'd cry out to God, and we'd see that temperature gauge go down. So we rejoiced. We seen supernatural blessings, even back in those days of beyond most people's understanding. We'd watch the gauges come back down, and how that God was supernaturally just praising. We were just little young kids. I was probably 20, 21, 22. She was a few years younger than I, so we just two little kids going down the highway. But God was marvelously going with us. He was blessing us. So we got the way to go back. We went through, we tracked our way, and we got to about the Texas border. I told Betty, I said, we're in trouble. She said, what you saying? I said, we don't have enough money. I said, I figured I thought we had enough, but, you know, we just not good enough. I'm going to have to call in and see if someone will wire some money. And Betty says, yeah, I want to tell you a story. See, she told me that story about the angel. I think there were $67 in a handkerchief. We had money to buy dinner and make it the rest of the way home. And God sees us through. He'll see you through. He will keep you. He will bless you. And God will order your steps. Then my wife, when we're on her, we had a year or so later, we was in a car wreck. And our pastor, when he prayed, people got healed. He's one of the old faithful ones. He wouldn't be the finest talker, but boy, he had the best spirit. When he prayed, heaven came down. People were healed. People were changed. Our old church, our floors were so ragged at that time. We didn't have no carpet. We didn't have no stage with us. We had a piano. But God came down. He blessed us. I'm being blessed this very moment. God blessed us. Poured out his spirit upon us. Was mighty wonderful what he did. So she and I finally had troubles with our old pickup. So this fellow Marvin Crawford in town, he was a Studebaker dealership. So my brother-in-law had bought a Studebaker, the Commander, and it was a nice car, it really was. Chevrolets were nice too, but the Studebaker's got the best gas mileage of all of them. So we liked this blue and white or blue two-tone Studebaker Commander, and it was a nice car, just was a nice car. We got in a wreck with that car, and then we got in another wreck with that car. The last wreck, a truck hit my wife in the rear, and doing that, it broke her neck. It broke her neck. And they said she's going to have to go in for probably serious surgery, and we have a baby. Our son was just a young baby, and she said, I'm not going to do it. God's going to heal me. And they said, please let us. She says, God's going to heal me. You know what? That next Sunday that I was supposed to be at church with her, and somehow I was supposed to work in the oil field. So I got finally uncoupled from the oil field, but I got there. I was a little bit late between Sunday school and church. This intermission between the Sunday school and the church, our pastor says, someone here needs prayer. So they prayed. And when they prayed, the pastor says, Betty, that's you. God healed her neck immediately. The broken neck was healed. She went to the doctor. The next day, there were no breaks. And that meant she didn't have to go to the hospital. God healed her. Almighty God, we serve. God's real. And God blesses us. Give us a little boy. He's our son today. And God blesses us. He's going to bless everyone. God's a good God. We have a servant. I'm just so happy today when God is so wonderful. Out there today, if you have any problems, God's the answer. He is the one that can help you. He's the one that can encourage you. Mighty things. And I walked around again with Betty, the same thing. She was going to take me a couple years later to Longview, Texas. And Longview was about 100 miles from Trinidad, Highway 31. So we drove all the way to Longview, and we got down there. It was on a Sunday afternoon. My mother-in-law was with us, bless her heart. She was just a wonderful child of God that loved Jesus, loved the Spirit of God, loved the power of the Holy Ghost. She was not ashamed of, very fashionable for her to talk about Him. God is real. And as we got out of that car in Greenton, which is part of Longview, I said, our generator lights went on. And I said, let me see if I got any brushes here. Because in those days in Texas, you couldn't buy on weekend. It's not like it is now. I knew that if they didn't have parts there that Brown and Ferris, where I was at, we were going to be in trouble. So I walked, went in the shop, found nothing. I told my mother-in-law, I said, I don't know what to do. I said, I'm going to have to see if we can't wait till the morning to send you back to Trinidad. And Mother Jock says, no. She said, there's no problem. Just all of us take hands. I never will forget it. All of us just lick hands. And she told me, she says, you help me pray. And Betty, you help me pray. We're going to agree that God's going to get us back to Trinidad. It's 100 miles at nighttime. We have to use lights, but we know that God can supply our needs. This car will be charged by supernatural power. We're believing it. We'll go back with it. She says, Betty, you drive, and I'm going to believe. So we did that. And I thought, oh my goodness, I left them in a bad spot. They're out here at nighttime. Some of that road was very treacherous at nighttime. It wasn't a good place to be with the ladies at nighttime. Especially getting caught. You know, some of those places, there was a lot of things that happened even back in those days. And so I said, well, okay, well, I'll believe them with you. So then we got back and they give me news that they made it back all right. So that weekend, which was the next Saturday night, Monday through Saturday, the end of Saturday, they told me that you take one of their service trucks down to Trinidad because there was something I had to do. So I took company pickup, and so I brought the parts to fix that generator with. When I got, drove in the yard, my mother-in-law says, well, she says, God has kept this battery charged all week. You go do your part now. So I went and put brushes in it, but God supernaturally kept that engine charged with electricity. That's 1959. God is a real wonderful God. He can help you. Another time in Texas, I'm going to tell you this because you probably haven't heard about this. I was driving low bed back there. One morning I was picking up a cap on a little paved highway that ended up in a dirt road. A T. I was about 6 o'clock in the morning, dark. It might be a little earlier than six because this is up in summer. It might be more like five. But anyway, I was had this cat loaded on this low bed, and I was getting all buckled down with the chain binders and everything. And as I got the road, the Spirit of God said, jump! And I jumped as high as I could jump, and a car hit me from the side, should have killed me. But by me jumping, I was up in the windshield, and I just flew off the side, and I was actually not hurt. That's another time. God says, jump. I jumped as high as I could jump, and God supernaturally touched me. I would not be here today. I could remember seeing that driver. He sped down the road. He had no lights. When he hit me, it was like a thud. And I went over the top of that car. I never will forget that. I never landed up. I had my dog with me. And the dog come down and sort of licked me on the face. And I got that dog and myself up in the truck. We drove back around 100 miles to the home. And I made it there. And I had one. Didn't have a broken bone. Nothing. Only God can do those kind of things. Only God knew that car was going to hit me. Only God is real. He is so faithful. He's so mighty. He's so just. He is real. Well, another time I was here one morning, I would come out of, got out of work, and so I had this VW20 parked down here where they was doing a parking lot. And they doing a lot of work there, and so they moved most of the equipment out but this VW20. Well, the owner was really a real nice man. His name was Hyde. And Hyde said, whenever you get a chance, repair this steering box in this VW20. So Brother Freedom repaired it and was getting about finished. And here, one of this same man's one of his operators drove up to the car and says, got to go to Beaver to Ohio. And he said, I'll take you up there. And you start your time the time you go, but just don't leave your truck here because he doesn't want to have to pay for your truck time. He'll pay for your time. So I said, that's good enough. He took me all the way to that fire. When we got to the fire, we had to find out where they were at because when you get to a fire camp, then they got to dispatch and let you know where they're going, where the people you're looking at, where they're going to be, because these fires are like miles around, so you got to know where you're going, what road takes you in, the closest they get you in. And so we finally made it in there in this road, and we seen all these men standing. Two of the operators were standing there as we approached this, well, this camp, this little small camp of people where they're waiting. And I says, where's your cats? And they said, the fire were on the top of it. So then CDF, at California Division of Forestry, they told me, they said, because you work for Caterpillar, you have to go in and make sure this equipment is okay before they can start it up. So you're going to have to go in first. So I said, okay, I'll do that. So we all sort of took off together. It was about a 7 mile, so I remember about 7 mile hike, which is pretty good hike down through, which burnt and all this. And then in the fall, this was ravine, we knew it was a marker because that's where they were. And so I started walking them by walking. There were five of us, I think, in the party, but I started out walking everybody else. So the faster I got to go in the morning, I was talking to my Heavenly Father. So much fun it was walking in His presence. Good walking in that closeness of God, feeling that over presence of His presence is so wonderful, so glorious, so beautiful. You know, and that morning He said, before this day is over, you're going to be wide awake. Well, you know, that started that morning on this and went through from nighttime into the next morning almost. It's about 5 o'clock in the morning, or 4 o'clock in the morning, probably get where that cat was. So that's been about 20 hours of that period framework. So after I left all of them, I was still walking by myself, just praising God, thanking God, having that wonderful reunion, that fellowship that only you can have. I have a jubilee time when I'm with my Father. He is just wonderful. He pours out His blessing. He knows all about me, and I'm learning a little bit about Him. He's just glorious. He's wonderful. Tells you all His wonderful truths. Well, He knows, tells you where you're going to go, what you're going to do. I tell you, you can't find this from no Bible college. You can't find it from no church. There ain't no church to tell you these things. Only God. If you want to get close to God, call upon Him. He'll answer you. That's what I did. The churches didn't want me. They didn't want no part of me. So I just started calling upon God. I said, Lord, I'm going to call. In Your word, it says, call to me, and You'll answer us. You'll show us greater and mighty things that we know not. Greater is He that's in you. He's in the world. And I found out, well, You're greater than the church. You know, all these churches say they're the answer. No, it's your church. It's your department. You're the one that can bless us. And I started knowing very shortly, you want to have information, get it from the horse's mouth. And I'm saying horse's mouth, not to be living with God, but you need to get it from God. Don't get it from some Yankee tank that doesn't know what he knows. What he's talking about is something he's just guessing, because he hasn't been with the Lord. He's learned it by reading the Bible a couple of times. And a lot of times that's still their own philosophy. It's their own, what they gleaned out of the Word of God. So I learned to glean in God Himself. I believe in eating the Word. I believe in digesting the Word. And when I got close to that fire, as I or those cats, I could see Him. And the Lord spoke to me real, just lovingly. He said, you're wide awake. I said, Lord, yes, I am. He said, so I never will forget how He said, are you wide awake? Just like He loved me. So what? He talks that way. He just loves you so much. And I said, yes, I am, Lord. I thank You for Your goodness. I thank You for Your blessing. But the Lord started telling me I need to be watchful that night because there were some great traps through that woods. And I was leaving on what He was telling me. So they sent a pickup back. And then the same man that brought me up to the car up there, he was in a truck that picked me up and to get me out of that spot where I could have worked on something else that was wrong up there. So he came to pick me up. So we got in this truck. It was a little international pickup, dual wheel pickup, sort of a one town, I think, with a small village. And we was driving down this little, small little road up through these big, super big trees. They were like 5 foot through, big stuff, couple hundred foot tall. I mean, big trees. And as we were driving, the Lord, I was just rejoicing Him. I was just thanking Him that I know Him. You know, it's just wonderful. Isn't it wonderful just to know that the God that you serve is real. He's just in your spirit. He's greater. He's sitting, not sitting in your lap. He is in you. His presence is in you. The Spirit of God says, stop. I told this driver, I said his name was Ben. I said, Ben, stop. Why stop? I said, stop. Back up. Please. So he didn't see. He didn't know the God that I know. He didn't know it was the God of Isaac. He didn't know that He was the God of Jacob. The God turned back to Adam and Eve. That same God is the same yesterday, and He'll be your friend today. I'll guarantee you, He'll walk beside you. As I just come out of the stroke, He says, lo, I'll be with you always. That's the kind of God we serve. He is real. He's up to date. He's always on time. He's always faithful. He knows all, is all. He's glorious. He's beautiful. We backed up that pickup. I said, back up as far as you can back up. He backed up, and that tree, a great big, huge, it crushed us to death. We just barely, the branches come right down the hood, but he got out from under the branches. Just barely hurt us. But if we'd have been, hadn't backed up, we'd have been crushed. God knew that. You can't tell me that God isn't real. He knew where I was going to be that morning. He knew where that tree was going to go. He knew where that truck was going to be. He knew what time I would be there. He knows you're upright. He knows you're down sitting. He knows all about you, old man. Old woman, He knows all about you. He is glorious. He has it all under His control. What's wrong is people don't listen to His control. They listen to everybody else but God. They listen to their pastor. They listen to their Sunday school teacher sometimes. But Pastor God has never lost nobody. Your Sunday school teacher is glorious for getting you going. But once you get to going, you don't need to get another gear. And that gear is a man. You know, we're out here to help the little. A man be overtaken with the fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness. That means we're to help the little ones. But we can't know anything for ourselves. For we know not that any man teaches us anything. But the one that teaches us all things is truth and is no lie. Even as he has taught you, ye shall abide in him forever. That's the word of God. The pastors don't like this verse. But they know what you have received of him. Of him. Who's God? Abide in you. God. Who? By the Spirit of God. By His truth and is the lie. And even as you abide Him, He will be with you forever. That's who we have as God. That's why people are so babies. They've eaten pablum. They're even somebody's storytellers. My mother was a beautiful storybook teller. But you, for us kids, was a man. I was not a child no longer. Then I put away those childish things. My mother was a good teacher to the little. Sometimes you got a calling for little, but after you get little, they're going to get nip too. It's time to get them over to Pastor God. Oh, Pastor Smith don't know nothing. Pastor Smith would have to get saved. But that's the end. It's out of his department. He helped you a long way, maybe to encourage you, but that's the end of it. He does not know all. If you want to know those things, come to Pastor God. God never fails. God's a true pastor. God is a true heavenly Father. He'll never leave you. He'll never depart from you. You need power? Call upon Him. He will answer you. Show you great and mighty things that you know not. I'm ashamed of some of these churches. They got everything hooked up for them, money making. That's what it is. I'm not out for no money at all. I'm out to see people get on fire for God. I'm seeing tired of people be enslaved by bondages, of sins, of problems, degradation, that they can have a real, real touch from heaven. It's life flowing, never exhausts out. It continually flows. It
never dries up. It's always there, ever veiling from heaven. God will help you through times of struggle. He'll help you this day. God is before you. Who could be against you? God bless you. Hope you have a wonderful day. For I'm really having a good day. I'm happy in God. God bless you. We'll pray for you. We love you. Strengthen you. The hearts of your people. We pray that God will bless you in a wonderful way. We thank you in a wonderful. If you want to get blessed, read, eat God's word. Eat God's word and then go to it and pray. And eat God's word and go to pray. And I'll guarantee you, you'll have the greatest meeting you've ever had. You'll get alive. You'll get blessed. And no one can get the credit. No man can get the credit. God gets all the credit. He is glorious. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you all. Amen.